So good morning, everybody. I am so glad to have you here with me this morning. And I want to talk to you about what I'm calling the theory of dirty dishes. Now, I've noticed something as I have been home during this pandemic. And that is that if I put dishes in the dishwasher, it is much easier to put dishes in the dishwasher. If I put dishes in the sink, it is much easier to put dishes in the sink. How many of you have noticed this as well? Since you have been home, what you do, you tend to continue to do. And this is so true in every area of our lives. What you do, you tend to continue to do. And your ego is always wanting you to take the least resistance. Your ego, your unevolved self, your internal mind, that devil on your shoulder as opposed to the angel, okay? That is what I mean by your ego. Your ego inside your head wants to gain control of you. How does it do that? It does that by making you feel bad. How can it make you do that? Simply as getting you to turn one dish into ultimately an entire stack of dishes. Because once we get behind on one thing, it's so easy to begin to let things pile up. I noticed this personally the other day because we're doing this complaint-free certified trainer program, and we're going to open it up for people to apply pretty soon. And so I have been working on emails, I've been working on videos, I've been doing all this stuff. So I'll just eat sitting while I'm working, and then I'll go and I'll put the dish in the sink. Now, mind you, the dishwasher is right next to the sink. I could almost just as easily, other than just doing this and pulling out the little rack, I could almost just as easily put it in the dishwasher. But what do? I put it in the sink. So when I come back with another dish, what do? Well, I'll just add this to the sink. Now it becomes the sink category as opposed to putting it in the dishwasher, which is where it should be. And before I know it, I have a sink full of dirty dishes. Now, what's interesting is once I have a sink full of dirty dishes, then pretty soon I have a sink, but a bed covered with clean laundry because I have a king size bed. It's just me and Teddy. I throw the laundry there and I'll say, well, I'll get to that after I do the dishes in the sink. And before you know it, things are getting behind and behind. How many of you have noticed that? And outside of the coronavirus, I want to step outside the quarantine because I want to make everything I share with you during the coronavirus is applicable to everything after the coronavirus, to when life resumes somewhat of a new normal going forward. So I don't want you to think that everything I'm saying is just relative to the coronavirus. It's not. It's relative to your entire life. Once we get behind, we tend to stay behind. The other day, someone asked me, what is the one city of all the places you've been to that you've thought was the coolest? And when you said, hey, you got to go here, where would that be? And I said, my answer is Prague. Oops, that is me on the streets of Prague a couple of years ago. And Prague is, why Prague? Prague is beautiful. Prague is sophisticated. Prague is a city full of, I found more awesome vegan restaurants in Prague. There is great yoga studios in Prague. Being a person who is a spiritual person, Prague is defined by a spiritual vibe. And in fact, there is a cathedral in Prague that is famous for two things. Number one, it is where Mozart first performed his opera Don Giovanni, okay? The very first time. And that same cathedral is famous for the vampire ball being filmed there in the movie Van Helsing, okay? So it is famous for those two things. Now, that's not why I'm saying you should go. Prague just has this cool vibe. The people are European and sophisticated. But here's something else I want to share with you about Prague. When my publisher in Prague, Robert Gajdosh, picked me up, I took a red eye from Ukraine where I'd done a speech, and he picked me up at 6 a.m. And we're driving through downtown Prague, and I'd never been to Prague before, never seen it before. And something blew me away. And I said to him, now remember, this is what Prague looks like, okay? But up close, this is what Prague looks like. And I don't mean there is graffiti here and there. I mean there is not a space where there is not graffiti. And I'm talking downtown. Where I'm standing here is actually in a part of downtown. But if you'll look, you'll see the graffiti down here, and it will run up along the windows, etc., across the doors. Now, here's the point I'm trying to make. Several years ago, New York City was attempting to reclaim neighborhoods, and they applied what is called the theory of broken windows to the subway. Now, the theory of broken windows goes that in a neighborhood, once you first allow, let's say you've got a neighborhood with several abandoned buildings, what they've discovered is that once somebody comes in and just throws a rock at the abandoned building, which kids will do, and breaks one window, then all of a sudden, all the other windows start getting broken out. All of a sudden, the social norm has been lowered to the point that it's okay to break the windows, one window, then all of a sudden, it spreads to all of the windows. Well, what happened was in the 90s, it was realized that the subways were going out, and the subways had all of this graffiti on them. And so what they noticed was they could put a subway car out there, but because it was next to all the other subway cars that had been hooked up to it with graffiti on it, pretty soon it got covered. So what they did was they switched the process. They painted all of the subway cars, and then if any subway car got any graffiti on it, they immediately took it out of service and they painted it. Now, what that did was it let the graffiti artists know, this is, you can keep painting, but your art is never going to see the light of day. And that is what stopped them. But it all started just like it did in Prague with one person. Just one person doing some graffiti on a wall, and it spreads. And the same is true in our lives for our dirty dishes and for other things in our lives. I remember one time back when I was a minister of the church, we were doing a thing to lower the debt. When I started there at the church, it had $600,000 in debt. And when I left, it was below $100,000. But we had these dinners in people's homes, and this one couple invited us. And I write about this couple in one of my books. They were two of the most attractive people. They looked like the models for Barbie and Ken, okay? But they were much better looking. And they had beautiful children and great jobs and a beautiful home. And one time they were doing one of these dinners as a fundraiser. And I said, I need to use a restroom. And they said, down the hall, second door on the left. Well, I went down the hall, turned second door on the right. Okay. I pushed open what turned out to be their bedroom door. They had a couple of very large German Shepherd dogs. And no, it's not my daughter. My daughter's not like this at all. But anyway, inside is where they were keeping the dogs to keep them away from everybody. And there were these enormous piles of dog poop everywhere. And I mean, think big German Shepherds, and there was bunches of them, and the smell was just revolting. Now, why do I bring all this up? Well, at some point, one of those dogs pooped once, and then one of the two adults decided, nah, I'll get it later, or nah, I'll wait and let you do it. The key to staying ahead in our life is not getting behind in our life. And this all, believe it or not, ties into what I talked about yesterday. Okay, right now you have a broken window. You have a habitual pattern that either is you meditate every day, or you have one where you don't meditate every day. You exercise to the point of sweating and exhaustion, which is what you need to do every day. Not exhaustion, but really sweating every day. Or you have a pattern of not doing. You have a mental pile of dirty dishes based on history of what you have or have not done for yourself. And it's time, starting today, to begin to do what is good for you. And let me say again, you will never, ever, ever, ever feel like doing it. I still have to make myself do my 100 push-ups every day. And yet, I started out being able to do 15 push-ups when we got quarantined, and yesterday I did 36. So, I hate it every single day, but I still do it. I've often said, if you want to know what you need to do in your life, find what you least want to do and do it. So often, it is more, not so often. When something is challenging in our lives, the thing that is going to resolve it is often the thing we want to do least. If someone has upset us, the last thing we want to do is apologize. If we need to exercise, the last thing we want to do is exercise. If we need to chill out and learn to control our thoughts through meditation, the last thing we're going to want to do is to meditate. And so we need to do it. Today is the day to clean up the dishes in the sink, fold up the laundry in the bedroom, make the bed. And today is the day to break that pattern of dirty dishes, broken windows, of habit that you have in your life that is keeping you from doing the things that are going to make you happy. Meditate. Exercise. Do something that makes you feel like you're contributing to other people. And your mind, your ego is going to fight you every step of the way. You've got little graffiti artists that every time you make progress want to run along behind you and paint up the walls. Your job is to clean the wall every single day by doing what you know you should do more often than what you want to do. Let me catch up with some of your comments, and then it'll be time for me to say goodbye with Teddy. Susie DeRozier, and let me tell you what I do after this, by the way. I'm actually working on, to get you all to meditate, I'm working on doing a live meditation to where we will do this morning jumpstart every morning, and then we'll take a few-minute break, and then we will come back, and we will meditate together, guided meditation, with me, and it'll be a private group of people, and you will actually be there just like you're there now, but I'm going to lead you through a brand new live daily meditation. So one of the things that I want to know is if that is something you're interested in, just message me. Don't send me a Facebook message, just reply in this thread. If that's something, because I'll probably test it out with just a few people for a while. And so it's going to be a very exclusive thing. So if there's something you sound like you might be interested in, let me know. So let me see. I want to go back and say hello to everybody that I have missed. Okay, looking good. Daniel says, good morning. Tammy Rasmussen says, day one again. No shame in day one. The only shame is in the day you take that bracelet off forever. You stay with it. Everyone will make. Lynn Ballone says, good morning, everyone. Susie says, good morning. Happy to be here. It's a particular Friday for me and my colleagues. A lot of layoff coming. I need to stay positive. Susie, we affirm the highest and the best and the most profitable life for you. And if something were to happen today and you were to be laid off, we know that it's just a bump in the road that will ultimately turn into a stepping stone. Denise says, my minister calls ego edging God out. Yeah, I discussed that the other day. I don't know who was the first person to come up with it, but it's a good acronym. Marielle says, oh my God, yes. So that I presume is for the meditation. Good to know. Silky Whitstock says, I have no dishwasher, but understand what you mean. Yep. Oh yes, nice and wrinkled. My life is a pile of clothing on the bed. Well, get in there and fold it. You know what? I'm going to tell you the truth. I've got a pile on my bed. And today, I'm doing all of that, okay? And I want to stay ahead of it. So as stuff comes out, stuff gets folded. Carol says, cool. Cool wall art here in Salem, Massachusetts. Awesome. Yeah, also. Ugh, okay, you're right, says Carol. Tammy Rusmanson says, awesome. Cynthia Barcher says, discipline. Trish Parr says, yes, yes, I presume this is to the meditation practice. Yes, count me in. Awesome. Good to know. I'm going to put some work into that. Lori Ann Carson says, are you going to continue the morning jumpstart after the crisis? You know, I plan on it. I think so. I like doing it. Here's the thing. I love getting up. I've been doing a morning jumpstart for 8 years. If you go into willbowenvideo.com, they're over 500. Most of them are 3 to 5 minutes long. But I love getting up every morning, being fresh, being live, answering your questions, etc. So Susan says, yes, very cool. Tammy says, I would love to do a live meditation. Count me in. Awesome, awesome. Yes, interested in live meditation. Day one, says Patty, no excuse in day one. No excuse. No shame, rather. Cynthia says, working from home has helped me set a new perimeter. Absolutely interested in deeper meditation. Cool. Sounds good, says Carol. Lynn Ballone says, I would enjoy a group meditation with you. Awesome. Paperwork pile up. Oh, I didn't even cover that. Yes, the same thing is true. Never handle a piece of paper more than twice. That is one of these things. I've gone to so many, you know, time management things put on back when I was in sales, and they would pay to bring in people. And the number one thing I've ever gotten is never handle a piece of paper more than once. When I get the mail, I slit it open and I put it into a pile now of stuff that I'm going to take care of, or I get rid of it. But I have regular times when I get handle that pile, man. Don't let stuff pile up. Never meditated. I'd be very interested in starting. Awesome. Very cool. I did a series, by the way. If you're not sure, last Sunday or Sunday before last, I did 3 days where I explain why meditation is difficult. I explain why it's always challenging to get ourselves to do it. I explain why it's beneficial, why it is not religious in any way. And more importantly, I show you how to do it. So whether or not you're admitted into the group, okay, you can go back and watch those videos if you want. Make the you of tomorrow impressed. Oh, I love that. Yeah, yeah. Y'all could get me talking. Do emoji complaints count? never had that question. Post that up. I would say no, they must be spoken, but they must be articulated. So yes, interested in hearing more in meditation. Great, good advice. I'll put a system in place. My thing is a to-do list. That's my meditation. That's why meditation keeps me on track, I presume. All right, listen, everybody. You know what's amazing? We started out doing these at 5 minutes. We're now at 30. Tomorrow I'm going to have my mic on when I get started. Please post your questions and comments. One more time, I want to remind you that if you share today's meditation, you can win one of our Will Bowen tumblers and greatest invention of all time, hot things hot, cold things cold, and it knows the difference. Yesterday's winner was Sarah Green. Now listen, very important, don't just share. You must also share and comment that you shared. You must share and comment that you shared. Now, why is that? Because yesterday we had dozens of people share. But when I went back to check, many of you have your privacy settings such that I couldn't see who you were. So if you share and comment, then I can message you back literally in the thread and say congratulations. So listen, it's very important. You've got 3.5 hours to share today's jumpstart on your timeline. And thank you so much, because this is why we are getting so many people watching this on a daily basis. You've got until noon today, Eastern time, 3.5 hours to share this. And if you do, be sure and comment. And if you comment, you have a chance of winning. I would bring Teddy up and let him say goodbye, but he is like zonked out. So thank you so much. Yes, I will be here with you tomorrow. However, going forward, we are not going to be doing Sunday. 6 days shalt thy labor and do all thy work, but the seventh is the Sabbath of the Lord. I want to take the time off, even though I love what I'm doing. Jerome says he would be interested in meditation. I love this being live, says Cynthia. As a teacher, I have I have always have to watch the videos later. The interaction is more motivating. Great to hear that. Patty Young says, it's already shared, baby. Dishes washed and shared. Great. So listen, if you want to, wash the dishes while you're watching this. Anytime. All right. Everybody, listen, have a great day. Bless you. Enjoy today. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Know that if you're not here with me, I'll go, I wonder where Jerome is, or I wonder where Cindy is, or I wonder where Trish is, or Daniel, or any of you. So be sure and be with me tomorrow, and be sure and comment, because I know there's so many more of you who are here, because I can see the numbers. We've had upwards of 50 people today, so close to 90 when you combine in and outers, I call them. Last one. Not great timing. Shame. I'll listen soon, Mandy. That's all right, Amanda. Every time is the right time. So listen, everybody, have a great day. Enjoy today, and I will see you tomorrow.
No more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free